At this time, we will have our today's scripture reading.
Today's
scripture reading is taken from the book of Jonah, verse 1 to 10.
今天我要读的经文是在约拿书的第二章第一到第十节。
We'll first read this in unison, first in English, and then in Cantonese.
我们一起用英文先读，然后用广东话来读。
Jonah chapter 2 verse 1. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from inside the fish. He said, I cried out to the Lord in my great trouble, and he answered me. I called to you from the world of the dead, and Lord, you heard me. You threw me in the ocean depths, and I sank down to the heart of the sea. I was buried beneath your wild and stormy waves around my head. Then I said, O Lord, you have driven me from your presence. How will I ever again see your holy temple? I sank beneath the waves, and death was very near. The waters closed in around me, and seaweed wrapped inside. I sank down to the very roots of the mountains. I was locked out of life, imprisoned in the land of the dead. But you, O Lord, my God, have snatched me from the yawning jaws of death. When I had lost all hope, I turned my thoughts once more to the Lord, and my earnest prayer went out to you in your holy temple. Those who worship false gods turn their backs on all God's mercies. But I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill all my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone. Then the Lord ordered the fish to spit up Jonah on the beach, and it did.
约拿二章第一节，约拿在鱼腹中祷告耶和华他的神，说：我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我；从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。你将我投下深渊，就是海的深处，大水环绕我，你的波浪汹涌，都漫过我身。我说。我从你眼前追避驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。珠水环绕我，几乎淹没我；深渊围绕我，海草缠绕我的头。那下到根扎根，地的门将我永远关住。耶和华我的神啊，你却将我的性命从坑中救出来。我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就思念耶和华，我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。那信奉虚无之神的人，离弃怜爱他们的主，但我必用感谢的声音献祭与你。我所许的愿，我必偿还。救恩出于耶和华，耶和华吩咐雨，雨就把约拿吐在旱地上。
God bless the readers and hearers of His Word.
愿在祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Children may be dismissed for children's worship.
喺呢个时候，儿童可以落去下边儿童崇拜。
Title: Reverend Wilson Chang's message is Jonah's Prayer and Spiritual Awakening.
今日就牧师讲嘅题目系约翰，唔系约拿的祷告与属灵醒悟。
All of us, in one way or another, struggle in the life of faith.
我哋每一个人喺我哋信仰上边，或多或少都会有挣扎。
And this is especially true when the heat of life is turned up, when we're facing many difficulties and trials.
尤其是当我哋生命遇上唔同嘅困难嘅时候。
It's in those times especially that we need a renewed faith, a rejuvenized faith.
特別在這些時間我們需要一個更新的信心。
You see, when change happens to us, faith crumbles. Our faith is shaken.
當改變來到的時候，我們的信仰就變得很脆弱。
And so my question to you this morning as we start our time together is how? How will you deal with life's changes
所以今天早上我想问你的问题就是我们怎样面对心灵的转变。
You know, some of us don't want to think about it. We say, let's just erase it from our memory banks, we won't deal with it.
我们有些人会想、哎、我不记得它就算了，我不想面对它。
But is that enough? Is that enough to prevent you from doing what Jonah did?
但是不是就是这样就可以防止你做好像约拿做过的事呢？
And what did Jonah do? He ran from the living God. He said, I would rather die than obey you.
约拿做什么呢？约拿去躲避神，他说他宁愿死都不要去顺服神。
Imagine that. A prophet of God, called by God, vowed to follow and proclaim the word of the Lord. He says, I don't want to know you anymore. You're worthless.I don't want to know you anymore. I'm going the opposite direction.
想象一下这个先知被神呼召要去服侍他的先知，他说不想再去认识神，要去逃避。
I need to give you some background here. First, Second Kings 14:25 gives us a little background. Israel's been prospering. King Jeroboam, Jonah.Israel is being blessed of God.
我俾啲背景大家睇下，就係話列王紀下呢個耶羅波呢個神，耶羅波呢個王同埋約拿係幫助咗呢個以色列國係興盛。
These were good times for Israel.
呢個對於以色列嚟講係一個好好嘅時間。
Israel, the nation, had an extending its borders policy.
以色列國嘅國界去擴張。
And Jonah was all for it. He was full of nationalistic zeal.
约拿是很兴奋在这个时间，他是很热心的为这个国家做事。
He said, it's great. Power, influence. Yes, Israel.
他说他有这个权力，有这个影响力，对以色列是好。
Did you know his contemporaries, Amos and Hosea, said the opposite?
但是你有没有看到同时间他的先知另一些的先知何西亚和阿摩斯就为到这个以色列悲哀。
For when power and influence becomes your foremost thing in life, corruption lies behind the scene.
如果你的权力和影响力放在你的人生之手的时候，很快就会变得是衰败。
You see, as the storyline goes in Jonah,God had something different for Jonah now. He wanted change.
这个故事继续发展下去，就是说他想约拿，神想约拿改变，有一些不同的东西给约拿。
Jonah, God said, go. Go to wicked Nineveh. Go to those notoriously evil people and warn them.
神就对约拿说话，你要去这个极恶的尼尼微城去赢得他们。
Preach to them. Give them a message from me.
将我的信息去传讲给他们听。
Assyria. How many of you are history majors?
有哪个读历史的？
Assyria. Look it up. Assyria back then was one of the ruthless nations ever.
亚述在当时来讲是一个最恶的国家。
History does not speak well of the Ninevites.
这个历史没有很正确的去完全表达尼尼微人是怎样。
They are not so friendly neighbor to Israel.
他们对于以色列来讲不是很友善。
And Jonah is saying, if I preach to them, if I warn them, that will harm my home nation, Israel.
约拿想话，如果我去向佢哋传呢个信，传讲呢个信息嘅时候，就会伤害到我嘅国家。
So I'm not going to do it.
所以我唔会咁样做。
I will even give up my special relationship with you, God, because I want Israel to prosper.
我甚至可以放弃咗同神呢个关系，我都想宁愿以色列系兴盛。
And so you know the storyline. Jonah breaks. His vow and runs.
你知道故事发展下来就是约拿破坏了他的承诺和逃避。
So let's look together at what happens to Jonah in John chapter 2.
那我们一起今天去看看约拿书的第二章有什么事发生。
And I'd like to look at it under three headings. The setting, the action, and the outcome.
我们有三个大点，第一就是那个处境，第二就是有什么行动，第三就是个结果。
Verses 1 to 3 gives us a flavor of the setting.
第一节到第三节我们讲到看到个处境是怎样。
Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from inside the fish. He said, I cried out to the Lord in my great trouble, and he answered me, I called to you from the world of the dead, and Lord, you heard me, you threw me into the ocean depths, and I sank down to the heart of the sea, I was buried beneath your wild and stormy waves around my head.
我约拿在鱼腹中祷告耶和华他的神，说：我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我，从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。你将我投下深渊，就是海的深处，大水环绕我，你的波浪洪涛都漫过我身。
Is it misprint there? Around my head goes on the other verse. If you noticed. Setting. Jonah had just been thrown overboard by his request to save the sailors.
个处境就系约拿系要求嗰啲水手将佢咧掉咗落水。
And he's sinking deep down into the depths of the sea.
佢一直嘅沉到落海底里边。
And God rescues him, as the storyline goes, with a big fish.
神就用一条大鱼去救佢。
And Jonah is presently alive, barely alive, in the belly of this fish.
他就在这条大鱼的肚里面是勉强地生存下去。
Now I know what you're thinking. And please don't lose sight of the main focus of the passage.
我知道你在想什么，但我请你呢就不要分心，不要去看那个信息的主题。
The main focus of the passage is not the fish. It's not the miraculous rescue.
信息的主题不是那条大鱼或者是那么神奇的拯救。
That's not the main point. The main point is the change in Jonah, inside him.
这个不是重点，重点是在约拿在这条大鱼里面的改变。
I probably need to say a few things concerning the fish.
我可以讲几样东西关于这条大鱼。
First of all, I think it's obvious to conclude God is God, so he can do anything, right?
第一点就是说神始终是神，他可以做他喜欢做的事。
If God can raise the dead to life, he certainly can use a large sperm whale or a big fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah is able to survive in there.
如果神可以让一个死去的人复活的时候，他当然可以用一条大鱼去拯救约拿。
In fact, if you look up in the Encyclopedia Britannica, you will see accounts of people who survived being swallowed by a sperm whale.
如果你睇呢個大英百科全書嘅時候，你睇到有好多次有人係真係俾一條喺呢個大鯨魚嘅肚裏面仍然可以生存嘅人。
Now granted, it is improbable and hard to believe for us human beings.
縱然對我哋人嚟講，我哋好難去相信。
But nothing is impossible with God.
但喺神裏面冇嘢係冇可能。
I think about that. If God can raise the dead to life,He certainly can do this miraculous thing for Jonah.
如果神可以让一个死人复活的时候，他当然去对约拿做一件这么奇妙的事。
But even with that fact understood, it is possible. According to facts, it is still possible for somebody to be in a day or two, Jonah says it's three, to be alive in the belly of a fish.
而根据这个事实，我们都知道人可以在这个在鲸鱼里面存活一两日。
But don't miss the important point of the passage. It's not about the fish. It's not about the miracle.
但系唔好去将你嘅焦点挪开，唔系关于呢条大鱼，唔系关于呢个神迹。
It's Jonah's circumstances.
系关于约拿嘅处境。
He's put in a situation where he can do nothing but think, ponder, and pray.
神摆喺一个处境，就系佢乜嘢都唔可以做，除咗系要去思考、去思想、去祈祷之外。
Do you see how desperate Jonah is? He's in a desperate situation.
你睇唔睇到约拿佢喺嗰个处境系几咁绝望
？Jonah doesn't know if he's going to live much longer.
约拿都唔知道佢只可以存活多几多日。
You see, there's not much air to breathe in the belly of a fish.
喺条大鱼嘅肚里边冇乜空气可以继续去呼吸。
There's no food in the belly of a fish.
在大鱼肚里面没有食物。
There's no readily drink drinking water available in a belly of a fish.
亦都冇可以让佢饮用嘅水。
Jonah is desperate. Jonah is facing doom.
约拿嘅处境系好绝望。
Now that's the brief setting. What about the action? What is going to happen?
咁有咩行动跟住发生咧
？God usually brings a spiritual awakening. A renewal, spiritual renewal. You know when? When we can't do anything.
神就系中意喺我哋唔能够做任何嘅事嘅时候，神就将呢个属灵嘅醒悟就带俾我哋。
Let me ask you, where is Jonah going to go?
如果问下你约拿佢可以去边咧
？What's Jonah going to do?
约拿可以做乜嘢咧
？His situation is similar to when you're sick. When you are sick in bed.What are you going to do?
佢嘅处境就好似你同我，当我哋喺病嘅当中，我喺呢个病床上边，我哋可以做啲乜嘢
？When you're sick, you're desperate.
当你系病嘅时候，你觉得好绝望。
You don't have the strength to resume your normal activities.
你冇呢个体力去做翻你平时想做嘅嘢。
You are weak in need of rest.
你好软弱，你需要休息。
Seeking recovery from your illness, right?
你想在你的病当中去康复过来。
Those, my friends, are times to ponder, think, and pray about the purpose of your very life.
就是这些时间你需要去思考你要祈祷去想想你生命的目的意义在哪里。
You see, the focal point of the passage is spiritual renewal. Jonah's spiritual renewal.
这个经文的焦点就是约拿他的属灵的醒悟。
Verse 4, thanks. Then I said, O Lord, you have driven me from your presence. How will I ever again see your holy temple?
第四话我说我从你眼前被驱逐我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
I want you to look at that. Notice that the text does not say, Oh, poor me.Look at my dilemma. I'm going to die. It's dark. It's damp. It's smelly in this stupid place.
你要想想这个经文，这个经文不是说，哎，我真的 很困难，我不知怎么做，在这个黑蒙蒙，没东西吃，就来死的地方，我什么都做不到。
I'm thirsty. I'm hungry.
很肚饿，我很饥渴。
I can barely breathe in here.
我甚至不能够呼吸。
You don't see that in the text. You do not see. What do you see in the text?
你看不到刚才所说的东西在这个经文里面。这个经文你看到什么呢
?Remarkably, Jonah is thinking about worshipping God.
约拿在想的就是要敬拜神。
He wants his relationship, his very relationship with the living God to be restored, to be renewed.
他想他跟神的关系重新的修复过来。
Why in the Old Testament did God command His people to go to the temple? Why?
点解旧约圣经里边神要吩咐人要去呢个圣殿里边咧
？Why did He have to go regularly to the temple?
点解佢哋要去惯性经常嘅要去圣殿里边
？To bring a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice.
就系将呢个动物去献祭。
Right? Give it to the priest. The priest, it's an unblemished animal. Gives it to the Lord. Sacrifice.
将呢个无瑕疵嘅动物去俾呢个祭司，然后呢个祭司就会献上俾神。
And what was the purpose of the temple? What was the purpose of the sacrifice?
呢个牺牲嘅祭有咩目的？呢个圣殿有咩目的
？To make my relationship, the person who offered the sacrifice, gave the sacrifice, right with God.
就系将呢个献上祭嘅人，将带呢个赎罪祭嘅人去同神嘅关系去修复。
To put it.In theological terms, atonement, appeasement, make peace with the living God.
就是跟神有一个和平的关系，又是这个代赎的关系。
Do you see the miracle of the text? The miracle is restoration, renewal within Jonah, change.
那个神迹就说在约拿里面有这个改变，有一个更新跟神的关系。
It's not just the miracle of the preservation of Jonah's physical life.
不是只是那个神迹去保守了约拿的生命。
Because Jonah gets it. The light bulb went on. He realizes that knowing God is better than life.
因为约拿终于知道了认识神是比生命更加好。
God is doing great work in Jonah.
神在约拿里面是做一件很大的工作。
And do you see the setting? It's when Jonah can go nowhere and do nothing.
你看到的处境就是说当约拿哪里都去不到他什么都做不到的时候，
His heart is being softened. His heart is being humbled.
他的心是软化下来，谦卑下来。
There's change taking place in Jonah.
在约拿里面有改变。
Despite the trial.
无论他的试炼是怎么样。
Do you see verse 2? Jonah summarizes his words. It's similar to Psalm 18. Same as David's word in Psalm 18, 3 and 6. I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answers me.
在第二節就是跟這個大衛在詩篇裡面所說的差不多，就說我遭遇患難求告耶和華，你就應允我。
Do you see Jonah's action here? It's to pray. It's to pray.
你看到約拿的行動就是要祈禱。
He wants to know the living God.
他想認識那個活著的神。
He now is turning away from his running, from his ignoring, from his lack of thinking.
他不再逃避，他不再说不会去想神。
Anybody know what repentance means in the Old Testament?
有没有人知道在旧约圣经里面悔改是什么意思？
It's simple. Return. Go back. Return. Go back.
很简单，就是回去回转。
Go back along the same path that you came.
去回去由你来那条路去回转头。
And of course the great New Testament illustration of that is the prodigal son in Luke 15.
在新約聖經同樣的、那個描繪就是在路加福音第十五章浪子的故事。
Jesus is telling the story and the prodigal son painfully after all the squandering of his father's wealth painfully goes back on the same path back home.
耶穌講這個故事，這個浪子當他花盡了他父親的金錢的時候很痛苦的，他從他的原路去回家。
On the very same road, the very same pathThat he went away from the Father. He goes back. He returns the same path.
从那条路，那条路以前他从你的父亲里面去走出来，他走回这条路回家。
And Jonah too must return to his loving heavenly Father.
同样约拿的要回去他的神那里。
So how do we know that Jonah's returning, that Jonah's repenting?
那我们怎知道约拿悔改要回去？
Anybody? How do we know from the text?
在经文里面我们怎样知道呢？
He wants to pray. You know what that means? He wants to be in the presence of God. He wants to pray.
他想祈祷，想祈祷是什么意思呢？就是说他想是神的同在。
Throughout the Bible, that's a mark of God's grace in your life. You want to pray.
在经文里面整本圣经都说，当你是想祈祷的时候，你有神在。
You want to commune with God.
你想跟神有溝通。
We see this clearly in Acts chapter 9. Ananias there was asked of God to welcome Saul Tarsus.
我们看到同样的事实在使徒行传第九章，当亚拿尼亚神要叫亚拿尼亚去迎接扫罗的时候。
Welcome him into the fellowship of Christ, this persecutor of Christians. Welcome him.
他说将这个扫罗，这个要逼迫基督徒的扫罗去进入到基督里面。
And for those of you who are familiar with Acts 9, what happens? Ananias protests. He says, Not him, God. Not him, Lord. Saul, the persecutor. I've heard about him. He harms Christians.
你看记得记得故事的亚拿尼亚怎样呢？亚拿尼亚他抗议说，喂，不是这个人，神应该是这个人，因为这个人要逼迫基督徒。
God, he intends greater harm to the Christians. Why do I have to welcome him?
他说他这个扫罗去伤害了属神的人，为什么你还要去救他呢？
How do I know that a work of God's grace has really been done in Saul Tarsus?
他说我怎样知道神你恩典的工作在扫罗的心里面去发生了呢？
Anybody remember Acts 9:11? What's God's response to that, to Ananias? What is God's response? Simple, four words. What is his response?
神怎样去回应亚拿尼亚这个投诉呢？只有四个字。
Behold, he is
他说你看看他在这里祈祷。
Jonah is doing the same thing.
同样约拿是这样做。
Before Jonah fled from God, ran from God, ran from the commandments of God.
在约拿是逃避神之前，
Jonah didn't care to know God.
約拿唔關心要去認識神。
He even told the sailors to throw him overboard.
佢甚至叫嗰啲水手將佢掉落水。
He was saying dying was better than obeying.
佢話我寧願死都唔想去順服神。
Look at the change. Look at the change.
你睇下呢個改變。
He desires to be with God. Verse 4, Then I said, O Lord, you have driven me from your presence. How will I ever see again your temple? He says it again in verse 7. When I had lost all hope, I turned my thoughts once more to the Lord, and my earnest prayer went out to you in your holy temple.
回到第四節那裡。他說我從你眼前雖被驅逐，我仍要仰望你的聖殿。由第七節話，我心在我裏面發昏的時候，我就想念耶和華，我的禱告進入你的聖殿，達到你的面前。重複咁樣講，就係咁樣嘅意思。
And we too need to be convinced of the most important thing in the world. And what is that? To be close to the living God.
同樣，我哋需要知道世界上最重要嘅嘢就係同神有一個親密關係。
Drawing near God.Being in His presence, in our personal lives, in our evangelism, in our service to God, in our worship, it's vital.
在我們個人的生活，在我們的傳福音的工作，在我們的崇拜裡面，我們要靠近神，這個是很重要。
Can anybody tell me why did Christ die?
有沒有人可以告訴我們聽為什麼基督要死呢?
Why is the Holy Spirit given to the believer?
为什么神要赐下圣灵给相信他的人呢?
Anyone? Why?
为什么呢?
To make you happy? Why?
就让你觉得开心一点。为什么呢?
Jude 24. The answer is in Jude 24. The reason is to be presented before the presence of the glory of God.
原因就是在犹大书里面讲话，我们要是呈现在神的面前，在这个荣耀的神的面前。
Because, my friends, no matter how good you are, and you're good people, it's not good enough to appear before a holy, perfect God.
因为无论你是一个怎样好的人，但是在这个圣洁的神的面前，你依然是不够好。
And God intends to make us conscious of our need for His presence.
神要我们知道我们需要在神的面前
In fact,
要有祂同在。
God goes to great lengths to shake off Jonah. Great lengths.
神花很多的心思去改变约拿。
And God humbles us. Goes to great lengths to humble us.
神也要做很多的工作要我们谦卑下来。
So that we too would acknowledge our dependence upon Him.
以致我们要会去承认我们要依賴神。
This is not rocket science. Rocket science.
呢啲唔係好深奧嘅科學。
What is the main stumbling block of that?
最大嘅绊脚石喺邊一度咧
？Our pride.
係我哋嘅驕傲。
Jonah really didn't see his need for God.
佢約拿冇真真正正睇到佢需要神。
If he saw his need for God before, he wouldn't have run from God.
如果他之前看到他需要神的时候，他不会在神面前躲避。
But Jonah was deceived. He thought that living without a right relationship with God was okay.
他被瞒骗，他以为没有跟神有这个关系的生活是可以的。
And we think the same thing, especially when hardships come.
特别是当我们有困难的时候，我们同样会想这样的。
And the premise is this, that you need to understand.When difficulty comes our way, your faith has to increase. That's the bottom line. Your faith has to increase when the trials come.
有一件事很重要，你要明白的就是当这个试炼，当这个困难，这个来到的时候，你的信心同样的要增加。
But what happens usually?
但是通常有什么事发生呢?
Faith goes out the window.
我们的信仰都丢了。
Faith goes out the window.
我们的信仰都丢了。
We say, forget about God. Forget about what He says. I'm doing my way.
我说我不想神，我不理神要做什么，我自己做自己的事。
Right. We conclude God's way is not my way. That's too hard. I know better.
我们总叫神的道不是我的道，我自己更加清楚。
And we slowly drift away from the living God.
慢慢的我们就从这个活神里面去离开。
Right, you know how it works. You do that all the time.
你知道是怎样的，因为你经常都是这样做。
I won't be generous. I won't give more. I will not give of my time. I will not give of my resources. Because who's going to take care of me?
你说我不会再给 更加多的了，我不会再给多时间，我不会更加慷慨。因为如果给了
时候 I need to look out for myself. I need to fend for myself.
我要为自己 去谋算，我要去想想自己。
Forget what God says.
不要理神说什么。
Who's going to look out for poor me?
谁会去关照我呢？
Or, I could bend the truth a little bit. I can lie. It'll be better for me to do that.
又或者说、哎、我不要说老实话就可以，这样会帮到我。
I will benefit. I will not suffer. I will lie. I won't follow God.
我会说大话，我不会跟随神，我会得到益处。
Or how about this one? You've got to be kidding, Lord. You want me to love that person? You want me to love that person?
又或者你对神讲：，喂，唔好讲笑啦！你要我爱嗰个人，嗰、那个咁唔可爱嘅人。
That person doesn't deserve my love。
嗰个人唔值得我去爱佢。
That person is obnoxious。That person's selfishness spills over on me。Me love them？
嗰个咁自私嘅人，嗰、那个咁鬼恶嘅人，我点会爱佢咧
？You see, we need a new level, a spirituality, a renewed spirituality when the trials come.
你睇下，当呢个困难嚟嘅时候，我哋真系要更新我哋嘅信心。
Because our old level of faith is squeezed dry.
因为我哋以前嗰个信心嗰个程度已经系被榨干啦。
It's squeezed dry when the trials come.
当呢个试炼嚟嘅时候，我哋嘅信心都干净。
And so how? How will you overcome the fear, the anger, the self-pity, the blame shifting?The lack of a forgiving heart. How will you overcome it?
你怎样可以胜过这个恐惧、这个愤怒、这个自怜、自悯？你怎样去胜过这个不去饶恕人的心？
You need to understand more God's grace.
你要更加认识神的恩典。
And let me explain that a little bit. I'm not talking about cognitive, though it includes cognitive.And I'm not just talking about emotional or existential, but it includes that. I'm not just thinking about living or doing.
我唔系话净系讲呢个头脑上嘅认识，当然系需要。我唔系，亦都唔系净系讲我哋感情上嗰、那个认知，当然呢样嘢都需要。我亦都唔系话净系讲我哋要做呢啲做嗰啲。
Need all of that together.
你要将头先所讲嘅嘢全部包含一齐。
More and more.
是你的生命里面是更加多更加多。
Or to put it simply, Martin Luther says this, but it's in Latin, but say simply, learn, love, and live.
简单来说，马丁路德这样说，要学习，要爱，要去传播。
Learn, better cognitive understanding of the gospel of God's grace for me,
去學習就是说在这个意识上面，在这个你有形的意识上面去更加认识神的福音。
Love, love existentially, love, know the Lord's love for me personally.
爱就是我们在我们的心里面，我们认识神对我的爱。
And live, putting God's grace to action, because He loves me, I will love the unlovely.
他全部就是说我们知道神给我的爱，我们要去爱其他的人，我们要有行动。
Because I realize, Lord, that I am unlovely before you.
因为我知道我在神的面前我是不可爱的人。
That's what Jonah does. Did you see that in verse 8 and 9? That's what he does.
在第八、第九节，约拿就是这样说，有什么做？
Those who worship false gods turn their backs on all God's mercies. But I...will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill all my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone.
我那信奉虚无之神的人离弃怜爱他们的主，但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你，我所许的愿我必偿还，救恩出于耶和华。
That's the key. My salvation, says Jonah, comes from where?Comes from the Lord alone.
这个重点在哪里呢？约拿说我的救恩在哪里来？我的救恩是出于耶和华，单单是出于耶和华。
It's not about the quality of your faith. It's not the quality of your doing. It's of the Lord alone, says Jonah. He comes to realize that.
约拿说不是说你的信心的质素是怎样，不是说你做的事有多好，而是单单来自耶和华那里。
Or to put it another way, it's all God's grace. Every single bit of your salvation.
换句话说，你的救恩就是单单是来自神的恩典。
That's the key. That's the key to spiritual transformation.
你的属灵的改变更新就是在这个重点那里。
That's how you waken up from your spiritual slumber.
就是怎样可以在这个属灵的怠慢当中去醒过来。
You grasp in a new way that salvation is of the Lord.
你再次看到这个救恩是出于耶和华。
It affects your mind. It affects your affections. It affects your living. You experience. You know that.
你影响你的意志，影响你的感情，影响了你的行动，你知道。
And you know that a little bit better than you did before.
比起你之前的，你现在认识得更加多。
What is grace?
恩典是什么？
Undeserved gift, right? It's an undeserved gift. The giver's not obligated to give you anything.
这个恩典就是说我们不配得的这个礼物，这个礼物不需要给你，因为你不做了什么。
Boys and girls, you're not obligated to give a gift to your Sunday school teacher, but maybe that might be a good idea.
我们不是要有一个责任要将一个礼物去给这个主日学的 老师，但可能是一个好的提议。
But you're not obligated.
但是你不是有这个责任要做。
You're not obligated.
你没有这个责任要给这个礼物。
God desires to give you Himself.His salvation freely—that's grace.
神系决定将佢自己去俾你，呢个系恩典。
It's not given to you because you deserve it.
唔系俾你系唔系因为你配得而俾你。
It's not given to you because you earned it.
唔系话你赚得到而俾你。
Think about the obnoxious family member or the person, your neighbor, that you have a tough time even being with.
你想象一下那些你不喜欢的邻居，或者你家里有些人你不喜欢，你想象一下你要跟他去生活。
That person gets under your nerves, gets under your skin.
那个人整天去激怒你。
I want you to think about that person.
我想你想一下那个人。
The person's behavior irritates you.
那个人的行为去令到你很不舒服。
It could be something trivial, like making you wait all the time.
可能是一些很微小的事，可能是经常要你等他。
And that person has the audacity to tell you when you're late.
但是那个人就够胆说，当你去迟到的时候，他就会骂你。
Or, it could be a more serious matter.
或者是一些更加严重的事。
The person steals your credit at work.
那个人将你在工作上所做到的事去将那个功劳自己拿了。
This person points out to the boss, your failures constantly.
那个人经常在老细面前指出你的不是。
You don't retaliate, but what you do, what do you do? You choose to fight evil with good.
你不去复仇，你选择呢以善报恶。
Rather than sling the mud back to the perpetrator, you do nice things to that person at work.
你不会跟他报仇，你反而呢待他好好。
In fact, you do extra work and don't take the credit.
而且咧，你做更加多嘅嘢，而唔去将呢个功劳攞咗。
You let that person take the credit.
你让嗰个人咧，将立晒啲功劳。
That's grace. That person doesn't deserve your goodness, but you give it to them. That is grace.
嗰个人唔配得你对佢咁好，但系嗰个咧就系恩典啦。
And God lives.In the Christian, to display His grace to the world.
神活在基督徒的生命里面，去向这个世界显示了祂的恩典。
And how does that happen again?
怎样发生呢？可以。
You know more in your mind, in your heart, and in your living. God is a God of grace.
就喺你嘅头脑里边认识更多，喺你嘅心里边更加认识，喺你嘅行动里边去活出嚟，去活出话神系恩典。
You see, for change to take place in you, to be awakened spiritually, you need to be humbled.
要将你嘅生命去改变，要喺你嘅属灵里边有呢个醒悟嘅时候，你需要谦卑。
You need to see that you're very needy, that the depth of your sin is great.
你要知道你是真的很需要，因为你的罪的债是很重。
You need to understand at the same time, God loves you greatly.
同样的，你要知道神是爱你很深。
And God's love is committed to you.
神去向你去委身去爱。
And you experience that personally.
而在你的个人里面，你亲身的第一手经历。
And you experience that emotionally and existentially.
在你的头脑里面，在你的心灵里面去认识。
And then you go back to the Bible, and you re-study, you re-look at those passages that tell you about God's grace.
然后你回到圣经里面，再一次去看神的恩典的经文。
And then you marvel, wonder that God would even love you.
然后你就会很奇怪的，很讶异的去看到神是会爱你。
You see, that takes reflection, that takes pondering, that takes chewing God's word.
我们需要慢慢地咀嚼神的话语，慢慢去思考。
And then your mind is affected, your affections are affected, your living is affected.
以至你的头脑、你的心和你的行动都会被神去改变。
You know, Jonah mentions twice, as I pointed out before, verses 4 and 7, about looking at God's temple.You see that? He looks at God's temple. He mentions it twice. Verse 4 and verse 7. Twice.
约拿第四和第七节两次去提到去仰望这个圣殿。
Why? Why does he do that?
为什么这样说呢?
Why? What happens in God's temple in the Old Testament?
在旧约里面，在神的圣殿里面有什么发生?
Let me ask you, is the sinner sacrificed in the temple?
是不是这个罪人在圣殿里面去献祭呢?
Does the sinner pay the penalty for the sin?
是不是这个罪人去付上这个罪的代价?
No. The substitute, the animal, the unblemished animal that was offered, is the substitute, replaces the sinner.
不是, 是一些代罪的动物是献上给神。
Blood.
代替了这个罪人。
It should.
血是流出来
的。But it's not the sinner's blood. It's not the sinner's blood. It's the substitute's blood.
这个血不是那些罪人的血，而是一个代赎的祭物的血。
That's why Jonah says, I will look to your holy temple.
所以约拿说我要仰望你的圣殿。
Because the holy temple points to Jesus Christ.
因为这个圣殿指向的是耶稣基督。
And though Jonah didn't know, like we know, in a sense, a full sense of that,
虽然约拿不似我们今天认识的更多，
he gets a glimpse that the Lamb, Jesus himself, was slain as the substitute for the sinner.
但他看到这个羔羊是被宰杀去献上，是代替了罪人，这个羔羊就是耶稣基督。
The sacrificial system of the temple was to show the people again and again that you need a substitute, you need atonement, you need to make things right with God. Blood has to be shed.
在圣殿里面的献祭这个行动是一次又一次的去给人看到你需要跟神有一个修复的关系，你需要有代赎的物品。
But you're set free. The sinner doesn't pay.
这个罪人是得到自由，是这个罪人不会亲自的付上代价，是这个代赎的物品去付上代价。
Jesus pays. You don't pay.
耶稣付上代价而不是你。
For the sin that you do.
而是为你所行的罪去付上代价。
And so finally, what's the outcome? What's the result of Jonah's repentance? Jonah's renewed faith. What's the result?
咁最后约拿他更新他的属灵的生命，那个结果是怎样呢？有什么结果出来？
Well, certainly we see restoration of fellowship with God.
首先我们看到从神的关系再次修复。
But you know, his bigotry, his racism, is curbed, at least for now.
同埋佢嘅顽固嗰个心已经系被压制。
Did you notice his fear is gone? His anger against God is gone.
佢对神嗰个恐惧同埋愤怒已经冇咗。
Did you notice that he's willing now to obey God?
你会睇到佢愿意去顺服神。
He listens to God's orders, and he goes.
佢听神嗰个命令，佢去。
Gives his life because someone has given his life for him.
因为有人要将为佢去付上个生命，以致佢肯付出佢嘅生命。
You know, I hope you understand the difference between Christianity and religion because it's really stark contrast, really quite different.
我想你明白基督教同埋其他嘅宗教系唔同。
Religion is like the story of a young man who meets Buddha.
其他宗教就好像有一个故事，就是一个年轻人 去见这个
The young man asked Buddha, how do I find God?
这个人年轻的人就去问这个佛祖怎样 去见到神。
And in this nice little story, Buddha brings the young man down to the river.
这个佛祖就带这个年轻人去到一条河里面。
And the young man thought the teacher was going to perform some ritual, some cleansing ritual.
咁呢、这個年輕人就以為佢會去做一啲即係潔淨嘅禮儀啊咁樣。
But you know what Buddha does? He immerses the young man's head into the water, under the water, and holds it there for a long time.
就係嗰個佛祖做咩咧？就係將呢個年輕人個頭咧撳落個水裏邊係一段嘅時間。
You know, so he's a flapping, you know, the boy's on the water, right?
咁嗰個年輕人就喺水裏邊冇氣咁啊，唔猛咁拍水。
So finally, Buddha lets.The young man's head go up, yep. Gets out of the water.
而呢个佛祖最后咧，就让呢个年轻人嘅头咧伸翻上嚟透气。
And the young man says, air, 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 air.
咁佢就话啦，哎呀，要透气，透气。
And you know what Buddha's reply to that young man was?
咁个佛祖对呢个年轻人嗰个提问，佢有咩答案咧
？When you want God as much as you want air, then you find him.
佢话如果你想去得到神，好似你而家想。透氣咁樣嘅時候咧，你就會揾到神。
See, that's a nice, cute story, but that's religion. That's not Christianity.
呢個咁嘅故事，佢表示咗其他嘅宗教係咁嘅意思，但係基督教唔係咁樣。
Christianity is what Jonah says. Salvation is of the Lord alone.
基督教就係好似約拿所講嘅，救恩係出於耶和華。
And when we receive that, our hearts are melted.
当我们接受的时候，我们的心就融化。
And God's love melts your heart, and you have faith.
神的爱融化你的心，以致你有这个信心。
It doesn't matter how good you are.
不理你是一个怎样的人。
Because your goodness, though compared to other people might be very good, isn't good enough.
你的好相对于其他人可能是好，但是不够好。
But Jesus says, I will give you my.Perfect righteousness given to you.
耶稣就话我会将我完全嘅公义去俾你。
And I will die in your place, your substitute on the cross.
我就会代你喺十架上边去受死。
And then you can by faith know God and be right with God.
而你系藉住信心就可以认识神同神有重新有关系。
If you're familiar with the book of Jonah.Jonah stumbles again in chapter 4. He starts to whine and complain against God. Get this, for God's love. God shows mercy to Ninevites. There's mass repentance, mass renewal, and Jonah is angry.
如果你认识即是熟悉约拿书的时候，第四章约拿又再次跌倒，因为当约拿去向尼尼微人传福音的时候，尼尼微人完全的悔改，约拿就很愤怒了。
His hatred, his racism, raises up again.
佢嘅憎恨再次去浮出嚟。
And that shows us we daily need spiritual renewal.
咁样俾我哋睇到，我哋每一日都需要有呢个属灵嘅更新。
There's a word in the text in original languages in Hebrew that's very special. It's hesed.
喺呢個原文，呢個希伯來文有一個字好特別，叫 hesed。
It's translated mercy in the text。
喺呢個經文翻譯出嚟係憐憫。
Hesed is God's covenant love for His people。
呢個 hesed 呢個字就係神對於人有一個愛嘅約。
It's His promise that He will never leave you nor forsake you。
喺呢個應許就係話神唔會離棄你，唔會撇下你。
It's a commitment from an all-powerful God to His people。
是一个很有能力的神对他的人的一个委身。
Jonah thought Hesed was only for the Jews。
约拿以为 Hesed 这件事是只是给犹大人。
But he finds out firsthand it's for idolaters like himself。
但是他第一身的去看到这个神以约的爱是给其他的人，有罪的人。同樣的，好像是我們這些人，我們去敬拜偶像。
Come and see. Echo the words of Jonah. I will see His holy temple.
你要離去看，去好像約拿所說的，我要去仰望這個聖殿。
Place your trust and confidence in the one who has shown you His love.
你要將你的信心去放在那位已经将他的爱显示给你的神。
Be humble and at the same time be confident in what the Lord has done.
你要去谦卑下来，你要去有信心这个神。
And God's grace will do wonders in your life. It will free you from your fear and your pride.
神的恩典会将你从你的恐惧和你的骄傲里面去释放出来。
And His grace will enable you to pass that on to someone who needs that too.
祂的恩典会帮助你去将这个，让你去将这个爱传给其他那些有需要的。
Salvation is of the Lord, echoes Jonah.
你要同好像约拿这样讲，去说这个救恩是出于耶和华。
Will you say that today too?
你今天会不会这样讲？
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for the story of Jonah.
我们感谢约拿这个故事。
And we pray, O Lord, that as we ponder your truth today,
我们祈祷当我们今天去思考你的真理的时候，
that by your Holy Spirit, it would change our hard hearts.
让你的圣灵去帮助我们去改变我们刚硬的心。
That we too would be found praying to the living God.
让我们会看到我们自己去向这个活神去祈祷。
Repenting and believing.In the good news of the gospel.
让你去悔改，我们相信这个福音的好消息。
We pray that that might be so for each person here.
让我们每一个人都会这样。
And may we pass on what we learn from you to those around us.
而将我们今天所学到关于你的，去向我们身边的人去传播。
We ask that for Jesus' sake.
奉基督耶稣的名。
Amen.